What's going on, you flatulence flinging filth hogs? Welcome to
Ride and Roast
with two Richards in a car. Just driving around on this beautiful winter day.
It's almost 60 degrees. We're so fucked.
It's so freaking weird, man. There's no consistency whatsoever to the weather here. It's going to be snowing again by next week.
Yeah.
We have a story that was sent in as a super chat from none other than everyone's favorite belligerent Gen Zer, Jackal the Emperor, otherwise known as whatever the hell his name is on Odyssey this week.
No! God, please, no! No!
This one basically has two titles. It's almost like Dr. Strangelove. The Tsar Flatubama Shartageddon, a.k.a. Nictor the Carpet Licker and the Three Cunging Dungest Tongers.
Wow, that is one hell of a tongue twister, man.
Or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Cootie Juices on My Dishes.
Stop! Stop, man!
That will never not be funny.
The funny part is she tries to sound all fierce.
I know.
Cootie juices on my dishes!
That's the sound of a woman who was raised in a house without a father, I'm just saying.
Probably right.
Yeah, you have to pretend you know what a dad sounds like. And most guys do not reprimand their kids singing death metal, I'm just saying.
Yes.
I can't do it!
But what do you say we get into this tactical fart nuke story?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Shartageddon.
Now listen, I have been present while some Shartageddon is going on.
Oh, yeah.
The worst was flying between phases in Ranger School.
Oh.
Because they give you a little bit of, like, good food. Then they lock you in a C-130. And then everyone's, oh, my, it's just wretched.
You get used to the MREs, and then you get good food.
Yeah.
And it all just wants to just kind of keep going.
Know anyone who could use a good ass chewing?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But what if you could get that message delivered by an authentic drill instructor who spent 33 years in the Army?
Ha ha ha!
You asked for it. For just $35, you can get a customized knife hand ass chewing for a person of your choice straight from the popster.
I think you aren't even good enough to whiff the farts from a dog's ass!
And monthly supporters of the regiment receive a $10 discount.
I am hard, but I am fair!
Use the Cash App code on the screen to send your donation along with notes on the person whose ass needs chewing, and the popster will handle the rest.
So, shut the fuck up!
Last time on the ridiculously gassy Latina girlfriend slash stalker. My squad mate had been gas attacked to the point of vomiting. He finally made a good decision and broke up with that nasty-ass girl.
Okay.
And, with no surprise, she's pissed and has started dating a girl that's just as gassy as her.
So she's bi-squared?
Yeah, she's bi-squared, bipolar, and bi-curious. She's the fast and the bi-curious.
Yep.
Two gas holes practicing lick boxing and turning every room they walk into a 1940s German shower.
Dude, you gotta send me that lick boxing. That is great.
Lick boxing.
That's some shit I would say. I like it.
Oh, and I was going back and forth with War Hoarder last night after the stream. He suggested Liver Lick Hill as a sequel to Brokeback Mountain 2. I suggested Liver Lick Canyon. I'll tell you what, though. I can sympathize with people who turn a room into a 1940s German shower because I once made the unfortunate mistake of mixing sour ale and Hungry Howie's pizza.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it turns out that when you digest that and let loose some, you bleed the pressure valve, it's the recipe for divorce.
Well, I'm not going to say that doesn't happen.
My buddy and I both had the same thing that night. I called him on the phone and I was like, dude, are you like smoking yourself out right now? He's like, bro, I sleep alone and I still got up to sleep on the couch. Jackal continues, they deserve each other, really, as well as the other two gas holes they share an apartment with. Oh, great, four liver-licking canyons in one apartment.
Well, that's actually going to become common because a lot of these women are not going to be paired up by the time they're in their 40s.
Amen to that.
And the only way they can survive is to rent a room out of a house.
Yep, they got the 24-hour buffet of scissor-kicking Salisbury steak.
Yeah.
Extra gravy.
That's disgusting!
Could you imagine the smell in that place? Not just from the gas, but from the cooter.
It really smells like fish in here.
I'm just saying, anybody out there who thinks women are naturally cleaner than men has never had to clean a woman's bathroom.
Oh my God.
Has never walked into a woman's barracks or a woman's dorm. All right?
Yeah.
Trust me.
Because listen, when you go into a female barracks, it's like a mix between the scent of ass and off vinegar.
Oh.
It is like this acidic, rancid, nausea-creating gas that leaks out from their, pit of a thousand stenches they walk around on top of every year.
Ew. Anyways, it's good she is no longer in his life, but I have a suspicion she is planning to get her unjust revenge and is going to use her ass to do it. Nina doesn't take being dumped too well, I guess. Pops dated Latinas.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the drill.
Oh, yeah.
And then, when you call them out, for that behavior publicly, not all Latina women, but you acknowledge the existence of a stereotype and the experiences you have that back it up. Mm-hmm. They think that they can convince you they're not crazy by acting like lunatics.
How dare you call Latina women crazy? I'm going to message your Instagram account every week until you respond to me for a year.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that doesn't happen.
I'm not saying it happened to us either.
But
right.
Psychos come in all shapes and sizes. Let's
honest. And what happens? 2 months later? You guessed it. The shit-tastic return of the fartin' fuckstick Kawantaha.
Get back!
First came the crazed handwritten letters in the mail asking him to take her back because he had blocked her from any digital contact. Then, the keying of his car.
Because that helps.
It's a great way to convince somebody you're not crazy.
I can't talk about it anymore. It's giving me a headache.
And finally, presenting an offer he was not to refuse. That would be essentially an ass ambush.
An ass? Oh.
Oh my. So break out your Va-Dieter counters and mop gear, because we're going to poop deep into the gangrenous gash hole of a tail.
That's gangrenous. Savage.
Gangrenous gash hole. I've smelled some women where that is a very apt description.
Yes.
For the record. Oh my God. First, you have to be briefed on what has gone down since she fled my house in ass pain as a result of my spicy prank. I realize I typed in that it was the goth chick that the prank was on, but she had given up and left a long time before any of this.
Mm.
That prank targeted the dangerously gassy and big-ass Latina ex of a squadmate. After she left my house with a sore hole of the butt, not as a result of ass pounding, because ew.
Sore hole of the butt.
You have a sore hole of the butt-itis. Is that the technical term, Doc?
Oh, that's fucking hilarious. You gotta email me this, man. This is comedy gold.
She probably went back to her apartment to whine and complain to the other three gasaholics that inhabit that sorority of sore-ass shite.
So horrity. God, this dude's on fire.
He is on fire. There's a reason why these stories take a while for him to put together. He really puts thought into them.
We can tell. It's very, very good.
Lord only knows how much money goes into resources to keep those asses clean in that apartment, because I'm pretty sure having ass cheeks 9 inches across and at least 6 inches deep, no pun intended, would make wiping after a dump or cleaning that Everglades ass after a gym session very difficult.
Well, here's the thing. Women with big asses.
Yep.
They can get away with it for maybe half a decade in their 20s,
yeah.
But then they get the devil's braille.
Most girls really don't understand this, but, no pun intended, I guess, having a big, thick ass isn't always a plus. It's a plus for about the first 10 years they have it. After so they say they sprout their ass at about 13 to 15. It'll be good until they're about 25.
Yes.
And then it starts to be a problem.
Well, you know, it goes down 1 looks points every 7 years after the age.
Oh, yeah. Their looks go down 1 looks point every 7 years. Yep. And gravity also starts to take hold of that giant ass and pull it toward the Earth, where eventually we will all end up.
And that's how you get Tyrannosaurus rexitis, man.
All the dinosaurs feared the T-Rex.
How dare you set up your Girl Scout cookies outside of my Weight Watchers clinic, you fat phobic fucks. I would slap you if I could reach across my massive stomach, because I'm where's your tit fat.
Their belief is similar to the Germans. Biga is beta shtick. I think they forgot that life isn't like corn. Even a guy that is in good physical shape will be in danger of slipping a disc attempting to handle a giant ass that weighs 80 pounds all by itself.
Well, that's I had a commander that fucked his back up turning a flapper into a spinner.
You never try to turn a flapper into a spinner.
We need to put that rules, sex rules.
Yes, yes. Never, ever turn a flapper into a spinner.
Yeah, because that'd be great. That is how you fuck your back up.
Yeah, rules for shagging. Or rules for romping. There you go. And I mean, so much weight and surface area that when they see you walking from a distance, they say,
"That's no moon. It's a space station."
But we are talking about a Latina, so this shouldn't be surprising.
Okay.
It's not. Latina booties are world-renowned for a reason. Because they have a slight melanin advantage, they tend to keep it nice a little bit longer. Mm. But very few of them look like Selma Hayek after 50.
I'm going to tell you, a lot of the Latina women I know, once they get over 45, they explode.
They age like banana pudding after that.
Oh, my God.
I was just walking from here to the fridge, and it turned all brown and nasty and gushy. I don't know what happened.
Then comes the second act in this play of Poonanny Poopression. As expected, she was not about to let being dumped and failing to get revenge coitus go sitting down, even though she's been sitting on something too much already. Back in December, Stephen, the name of the poor soul in this horror tale, got the absolute genius idea.
I need some ash. Maybe I should call up the ex and see if she'll do a one-night stand.
You're fucking up, man. Holy shit.
God. Look, I'm all for retribution coitus, but not with crazy bitches.
Well, no.
All right.
Like, once you exorcise crazy from your life, what the fuck are you thinking inviting it back in?
No kidding, man. That's like busting out the Ouija board after the exorcist leaves your house.
Yeah. Wow. That is so stupid.
The power of Christ compels you to not stick your dick in a hole just because it's willing.
Fuck me! Fuck me!
There's so many guys out there who literally fucked their lives up because of that.
Oh, man. You know, the dudes like this make me want to nail my own dick to the cross. Because I guess she gave him the 12.5 clit and he missed watching his penis disappear between her caramel thunder cheeks.
Wow. Man, he is on fire.
I might need a minute after that.
Caramel Thunder Cheeks. That sounds like a stripper name.
Please welcome to the stage, Caramel Thunder Cheeks.
Yeah. Typically, it's only one word. Like, this is caramel.
This is caramel. This is thunder, and this is cheeks. It's a triplets act.
It's strawberries.
I can already hear Pop's knife hand loading like an M249 getting a fresh belt. And so our little dick thinking dumbass reconnects with her on Snapchat because he's got that cesspool app.
Wow.
Amen to that. And proceeds to ask her if she misses the bed frame breaking fun times. You poor unfortunate soul.
That is bizarre.
Reinviting crazy into your bedroom. I mean, that does what your sex life with Birth of a Nation did for racial relations.
No!
She must have been either really down in the dumps about her failure or anticipating this and already scheming her revenge.
I would go with that option.
So this is now officially a classic mistake. You have set your own death trap.
Yes, you have. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. What could go wrong?
Wow.
We've already done it before. And you got away from her for a reason before.
It's just a finger.
Yeah, no kidding.
Get the hell out of here. That turns it into a 71.
I mean, if you rob a bank and successfully get away, do you go back to rob the same bank? No.
If you're smart, you don't.
Stop it. This isn't San Francisco.
And you ain't black.
Despite all the flags being so red you could use them in an arena as a matador.
So no, they were fluorescent red.
Oh, that's bad.
The aggravating red.
Yes.
And then that makes you even more stupid when you ignore them.
He went to the place of ass destruction and was surprised when there were three other girls. The circumstances became as follows. Five individuals, in their 20s, with booze, plenty of food somehow, I guess they didn't eat it all, vindictive thoughts, and lots of hormones flowing.
We all know what's happening.
Yeah, and during that time of the month, something else is flowing.
It's the bang of gang.
They all sync up.
Oh my
it's
God.
Four on one the hard way, and he's getting too enamored by the amount of ass in that one room.
Wow.
This is what happens when you dick think, bro.
Yeah, they overdosed his dick thinking organ.
Worse still, there is one of all flavors present. White girl, Latina, mixed girl who was black and white, and a black girl. Vanilla, caramel, milk chocolate, and dark chocolate. It's about to get ugly up in here.
Yep.
So the rest will be a direct action report from his experience. The following is a written action report. So this comes
after action report, yeah.
This comes straight from the horse's mouth. She welcomed him inside and introduced him to the girls. After getting acqueefed with the others.
Acqueefed. Damn.
She brought him over to the kitchen and he sat at the island where dark chocolate was preparing what he assumed to be dinner. I was informed that she likes to experiment with new foods and recipes, which sometimes leads to gastric consequences. And yeah, when you get a bunch of women together in a room and they start passing gas, they're worse than any group of dudes. And I know this from experience.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And I don't know what it is about. There's a combination between ass gas and the vaginal poison.
Whew.
That literally is very distressing.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes.
Then the alcohol was opened. Yeah, let's mix that together with the unknown spices.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
What could go wrong? And there was plenty of grab my dick and put your dick in a fat chick and fuck the police. And of course, because these are college students, slow motion gender reassignment surgery. Otherwise known as rum, tequila, and beer. If you missed that episode, I'll put a link in the description. With the combination of alcohols, there was an abundance of signs that there was going to be a lot of young people fuckery and shagnanigans.
Oh, my Lord.
And then nobody's ever regretted this.
No.
For the record. As the night progressed, Stephen was wondering when he could slink off with the ex and make a delivery.
You're fucking asking for it, you dumbass.
You are asking for it, man.
Holy shit.
But the blonde was being possessive of her friends drunk, or pop up the anchor, if you will, and making it difficult for him to achieve the objective.
That's exactly what that is. It's an anchor.
Yep.
Well, if I'm not going to get any, nobody's going to get any.
I've been shut down at least half a dozen times in my life by the anchor.
Yep.
What do you want with her?
It does happen.
She's leaving with us.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's the big deal?
Mm-hmm. She was likely a man-hating feminasty, color me shocked, that has never had any luck with the guys, which I doubt because anything north of Cold Turkey Whale can get some sad sap to do a plumbing job on their plumbing.
Wow.
You're not kidding, and that's why there are no fat ugly studs, but there are plenty of fat ugly sleuthstitutes. The four of them were sevens and above on the scale, allegedly. So there was no way they couldn't find dudes that were interested. It's just not the men that they want.
That's right.
See, that's the thing. They all think that they deserve the nines and tens, but they're slinging a seven at max with a four personality.
Well, first of all, if they say they're sevens, it's more like a five, and they just dolled up to a seven.
Yeah, they all think they're nines and tens now. Yeah, I mean, look at Gorlok the Destroyer.
I'm not your typical ten.
I'm not your typical ten.
Oh, fuck no. Jesus Christ.
Especially in college, I guess.
Collage.
Literally a commune of loose-lipped, errant, gay egomaniacs.
What?
That is an amazing acronym.
Oh, my God.
College. Commune of loose-lipped, errant, gay egomaniacs.
Listen, we got to write this down. That is great.
Then the ex and two friends took the very aggravated blonde to one of the back rooms. presumably one of their bedrooms, and some verbal altercation could be heard.
All right. So
shocker.
A talking to taking place?
I can't believe that you're going to bang him. You invited him over here. It's been a girl's night.
They're probably like, we're all gay. Why is he here? Well, you're going to find out shortly.
Yeah. Then they came back, and the blonde's face was visibly red for some fuck-off reason. For the rest of dinner, the mixed and black girl chatted him up, asking how he got to breaking up with her, while the ex kept the blonde on the other side of the room occupied with conversation. People started getting pretty drunk, and Steven was not about to get a harassmente accusation for engaging in whoopee while everyone is inebriated, even if the numbers would suggest he got ass ambushed. That's smart. Okay, so he's starting to, even with the booze in him, he's starting to come to his senses.
Good. Oh my God, that's a rarity.
It is an extreme rarity. Usually, if you're going to come to your senses a little bit early, it's usually mid-coitus, and it's like the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah, I've done that before.
It's happened to me, too. You're like, you know, she's bent over in front of you. Thank God she can't see your face when all of a sudden you're like,
What am I
doing? I better finish.
That's exactly how it happens. You're like,
If you've been there, dudes, comments below. Or send us an email if it's a really good story.
Oh, yeah.
But the two girls he was talking to would not let him get close to the door. Then he heard a far too familiar sound of foreboding. The ominous gurgling of his ex's stomach, which usually was a prelude to a major ass eruption. But it wasn't coming from her. I think he unwittingly stumbled into a kill box.
Kill sack, yeah.
The ex was still sitting on the other side of the living room, smiling deviously. Then he looked at the two girls standing next to him, and the mixed girl was holding her stomach. Then she let rip one that reverberated across the living room.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
The other three started laughing at his reaction. His disgust and surprise. Then it hit him. All four of them were like this. And that's why they were friends. And this... I'll turn it over to Admiral Akbar.
It's a trap!
Then Dark Chocolate ripped one. And oh God, he swore that her fart could be registered on the Richter scale.
What the hell did they eat?
It was no surprise, though, between her and his Latina ex, those two had the biggest asses of the four. Oh, no, Dark Chocolate and Caramel have big asses?
No.
No, that's a stereotype.
No, it's not.
And if I remember my ass arithmetic, arasmetic, if you prefer.
Arasmetic, all right.
Large ass cheek volume plus high pressure gaseous release equals rapid handless applause.
Okay.
Then the ex decided to add her two cents in the form of a couch rumbler. Steven had seen enough and made a beeline for the door, but got the effect of the rum that the girls drank. In short, nuts got grabbed, somebody got tackled to the floor, and a spontaneous dog pile was formed.
Okay, well, I do call rum cut my balls, so yeah. Apparently it's the same for him.
That wheezing bag of dick tips has it coming!
This is why you don't hook up with an ex, though, especially one who's legit nuts and you know it. Retribution coitus is not worth it if you wind up with your nose hairs all singed off or in a body bag.
That dick thinking is, that's some next level shit right there.
It really is.
It's like a parasite hanging between your legs that fucks with your thinking. It's insane. I mean,
would you say that the super majority of setting your own death trap has to do with dick thinking?
Yes.
At least when you're young.
That's why we do what we do, because there's so many young guys who literally sign a blank check with their penis in their 20s and spend most of their life trying to fucking pay it off.
It's a bad...
It's not worth it.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
The shit-tastic shag-nanigans began. The ex took out her frustration of being dumped by dumping all of her intestinal distress on his face.
Now that's an ass-beating offense right there.
Yeah. When she was done with her exploding, she got up and let her friends have a turn.
What did they think was going to happen at the conclusion of this whole thing?
I was going to say, this is how you wind up with a platoon of dudes coming to your apartment and slapping the ever-loving dog shit out of you.
Because I'll tear you apart if you do some fucked up shit like that to me. I'm not having that.
I wonder if you got pink eye from this.
Well, you know, you do get pink eye from the stink eye. It does happen.
You're not wrong. But then stuff got real fucking weird. Oh, because this is normal.
Oh, yeah. So what is the... Where is the limit between weird and real weird?
I don't know.
We should probably do a video on weird levels.
No kidding. Wow.
Wow.
I swear reality is weirder and nastier than fiction sometimes.
It is, actually.
It is, yeah. It was obvious before that two of the girls were showing interest, so when Dark Chocolate had her turn, she was far too quick to drop her linen and start a-grinning.
Oh, no.
Steven described each fart as a nuclear blast, all their own, and damn, her cheeks vibrated violently with every one.
This whole thing is reminding me of Jägermeister farts. Those are the worst.
Oh. Man, sour. If anything could beat sour ale and pizza, I would shudder at the thought. I really would. Oh, here we go. Did I forget to mention he's a bit of an assaholic? Yes, you did.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I know I use the word ass a lot. I guess you can say I'm an assaholic.
Well, now you know. He's got one ass on his face, one on his crotch, one on his ankles, and one trying to anally consume fingers on his right hand.
This is disgusting.
Wow.
So he's full of human feces, and it's turning into a... A bang of gang.
As he retold this story, he remembered something about his ex after he accidentally... in quotes, gave her the 11.5 diaka. And I quote,
accidentally.
If she gets hands on you, you're going to the ground and not getting up until she deems your performance adequate. So if she manages to restrain you, your best option is just to reach down there, get a couple handfuls of ass, and attempt to keep all hands, feet, nuts, and inches of shaft inside the ride at all times. Don't concern yourself with accidental entry to the exhaust port. She won't care. She might slow down for a moment and give you a questioning look, but she won't be stopping. She don't care. As long as you're inside her, she's happy.
And the thing is, if you're a young dick-thinking individual and a woman is this willing to get down and dirty, you're gonna be like, okay. Oh, she different. She must just really like me.
Or a lot of guys are like, well, this will never happen again in my life, so I better just go for it.
I better lock it down.
Dude.
Never ever write a blank check for crazy poon.
No, there were a couple times where I had, two or three refrigerator walkers at one, get me to go to their place to, do the deal or whatever.
Thank you.
And I was like, I don't think so.
By his word, you can intend to only give her the 7 to 8 diaka. But she'll forcibly draw the 10 out of you. She'll just rock your pelvis with that ass that hard.
Yeah, that's not good, man.
No, that's not good. That's how you wind up in this situation.
You might catch a charge and then get arrested and go to jail full of human feces.
Jail!
Oh my God, what a nightmare that would be.
No kidding. Whew. So, I can only imagine in absolute horror what her and her friends are like when they're drunk and there's only one pole in the house for them to smoke. Recently, Crusader Nate told me that there is a way to send a woman into seizures from overloading her brain pan with the 60 to 80 diaka. And after hearing this, I am beginning to believe that it's an example.
Come on, baby! Come on! Yes! Come on!
What I couldn't and still can't believe is that when the mixed girl got her turn on his face, she dropped pants and undies and proceeded to unleash until, oh my God, a lot more than gas started rolling down his throat.
Oh my God! No, come on, this can't be real. This is, oh my God.
But the twisted part is that she was laughing at this like it was all a cruel, sick joke. It was, but damn, why this?
That is nasty.
I was just asking myself the same question.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. And the thing is, though, if this were 10 years ago, I wouldn't believe this story. But we're talking about modern 304s.
This is current year.
And more of them now are acting like they call masculinity toxic in you, but use it like a security blanket for their own behavior.
Yep.
This, as shocking and disgusting as it is not outside the realm of possibility with today's women. Ugh.
He's right.
All right. I got that out, and we're going to move on. What is it with girls and wanting their ass on someone's face? Is it a superiority complex or what? It very well could be.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Girls who can only get off on top or who can't lay there and let you pleasure them, they have to climb up on your face. There's definitely some sort of a dominance thing there. Anyway, he vomits. If he didn't, I'd be more worried, to be perfectly frank.
Oh my God, this is just so disgusting.
He tries to crawl away, but gets stopped before he can even reach the toilet. Only when he gets rolled over, it wasn't his face getting sat on, it was his peg D.
Okay, well, this is disgusting.
Well, it all evens out then, right?
It'll be fine.
Wow. Despite this dramatic twist, he still wasn't having fun. Well, no shit. Actually, lots of shit on his face and down his chin.
That is bizarre.
The girls are relentless and keep at it until the poor fucker blacks out.
If it gets that bad, at some point your survival instinct has to kick in and you got to start throwing punches, man.
Oh, but women never rapay men.
No.
Right? No, that never happens.
No. I'd be giving them some lefts and rights for their equal rights.
You ain't kidding, brother. You ain't kidding.
That is disgusting.
Last thing he remembers is bouncing. Lots of bouncing. He wakes up in a bed, hungover, half on the floor, stark naked, mouth tasting of literal shit and bile.
Oh my God.
And wondering where he went wrong in his life.
It was at this time he realized
he fucked up. Take Snapchat off your phone. Stop conversing with crazy exes. For the love of God. Oh, man.
I'm telling you, this is a disgusting story, bro.
You ain't kidding, man.
I'm actually getting nauseous a little bit when you're reading it.
Ugh.
Because it's sumptuously terrible.
He looked up and couldn't see his lower half because it was obscured by a massive pair of dark-skinned ass cheeks. The other girls were in the same state of undress, lying in various places on the bed or the floor. After pulling some 007 stealth techniques, he jimmied his penis out of the girl's ass.
Oh my God.
Not the vertical axe wound. But as he was tiptoeing around the vomit, pairs of shitted panties, brown stains, and stagnant clouds of deadly methane to get out of the bedroom.
What the fuck?
And failing to realize the giant window that was open to that room so his ass was viewable to the world.
Oh my God.
He started to get feeling back and felt like he just got done taking a massive shit.
This is disgusting.
This is possibly the worst walk of shame I've ever heard of in my life.
Yes.
But when he turned around, like that famous still pic of Bigfoot,
okay,
he saw an empty beer bottle in his ass.
Wow. Now, come on. You black, they must have drugged them.
They may have. I mean, women roofie men too.
Yeah.
They do. It does happen. Women will claim it doesn't.
Bullshit!
Happens all the time.
Yep.
With great shame, he pulled out the bottle and quietly set it on the floor and scurried out of that hell butthole apartment.
Hell butthole apartment.
After a shower, he had a revelation. There wasn't a condom in sight.
What a moron.
None on the nightstand, the floor, his diaca, or anywhere else for that matter. So now that's four girls that could turn up with fornification trophies. At minimum, the black girl, because he woke up in her without protection. I really don't know what he was thinking.
We know what he was thinking. He was thinking with a little head, and that doesn't make wise decisions and has no depth perception.
You're not kidding.
Jesus Christ.
But when I asked what he thought of it, he only responded with, "That was a crazy Friday night, man."
Son
of a bitch!
Crazy, right. Probably has three new stalkers now, that fucking idiot. Anyways, I'm done typing this. I'm gonna go get the vomit bucket and watch some Space Ghost.
Dude, that is disgusting. God damn, that's like a make pop puke kind of thing.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Look, I know that there are a lot of dudes out there, even dudes who watch this show, who would still give their left nut at the idea of a 4-on-1 clam cooker. But think of this story if that opportunity ever presents itself. And remember, any women willing to tag team a P-Nice are not marriage material.
Oh, no.
No shit.
As we, you know, go forward in time and these women stay single and don't have any children, and most of them are mentally ill, they're literally going to go together in their little, you know, clutches or herds or whatever you want to call them.
Gaggles.
And their insanity is going to magnify against each other. You're going to wind up with some really crazy bitches out there.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Boxed Wine and Cat Land, though, has infinite land.
Yes, it
for
does.
For settlement.
And it's cheap, too.
I'm not going to settle. Then you'll settle for Boxed Wine and Cat Land.
That's right. You get a couple acres out there for free.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square.
Gonna need it for all your trichinosis and
oh my god,
well, whatever the hell it is that cats give you.
It is trichinosis. It's some kind of parasite gets into your brain,
causes schizophrenia and other
all kinds of mental issues. Yeah,
lovely crazy cat lady thing now has the science to back it up.
It does.
I bet that was a sad day at the feminist Weight Watchers meeting.
Are you calling me fat?
So dudes, again, if a crazy ex calls you up, even if you just need a slump buster,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
I know we make jokes about the retribution coitus.
Yeah, and sometimes it can work out okay. Yeah. But some people win the lottery.
Or, you know, if she's really vindictive, you'll bang her. She has all the evidence. She goes and, you know, tells the cops.
Yep.
And the minute the police get involved with an SA kind of thing, your legal bill goes from 10 G's to 100 G's.
Where's my money? Where's my money?
Well, Jackal, I hate to say it, but keep these stories coming. Even if they are disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It's comedy gold.
It is terrible.
And it does teach some very valuable lessons about the dangers of dick thinking, which all of us have been guilty of at one time or another. So heed the warnings and wrap your tool. Otherwise, you're a fool. Because she's not on the pill.
No. No, she's not.
Any final thoughts?
Well, here's what I have to say. All right. I'm sick and tired of these young people doing this shit. It's not a joke.
No, it's not.
I mean, life in the West, it's a fucking minefield. You just step on one, your life is ruined. So don't take chances like this, man.
Oh, man, you step on the wrong mine, you can blow your dick off.
Yeah, you quite literally can.
And not like how Gazowitz was talking about sucking someone's dick off.
No.
This is the bad way.
Yeah, it rots off with incurable vada.
Ugh.
No, thank you, man.
Get your own gangrene gash.
Oh. Especially when it, you know, rots off at the root.
No kidding.
Oh, that's just the mental image of that. It's just terrible.
Ugh. So, ladies and germs, if you enjoyed this story, well, maybe enjoy's the wrong word for it. If you think that you can glean some wisdom from these sorts of stories, write in, tell us your own, or at the very least, if you want to support us in our quest to save dudes' lives from getting their faces covered in someone's anal seepage, check out the links in the link tree. You can become a supporter on Odyssey, GiveSendBro, Subscribestar, Locals, and join us for movie nights once a month.
All right.
And hopefully after parties, after your mom is able
better
to do some stairs.
Yes, she's almost there.
She's going to be the stair master. And after that, the after parties will ensue.
All right.
It's good times. You guys take it easy and wipe your chin off. You got a little something right there. I think there's a corn kernel in there, too.
Oh, God. Stop it with the butt floss. It's terrible.
Oh, and clean your dick. Not for me, for you.
Because if you don't, you'll wind up with a burning ring of fire.
Could you imagine the urinary tract infection that dude must have gotten from having his dick crammed in that chick's ass all night?
It's bad.
I bet he was pissing hot for a year.